So it's a battle of England.
See him on a cruise through the Moluccas. Not that we really covered all that much, but we started more or less from the beginning and ending more or less at the end. We
covered certain aspects of the Moluccas.
So the last Moluccas, of course, is called Saul. We have an expression over here, toward the end of the Chesam and Aleph,
below the Zuk Shibitzah. This was some battle of England.
See him on a cruise through the Moluccas. Not that we really covered all that much, but we started more or less from the beginning and ending more or less at the end. We
covered certain aspects of the Moluccas.
The last Moluccas, of course, is called Saul. We have an expression over here, toward the end of the Chesam and Aleph,
below the Zuk Shibitzava,
the two dots, Avayotu, the Zuk Shibitzusa. What's going on? Let's do a little bit of an introduction over here. There exists a heter, and this is an issue of carrying. There exists a heter, two heterians to carry. One is a heter of malvush. You're allowed to walk out with your shirt. And one is a heter of tachshit. Now the word tachshit usually means for us, in our language, tachshit means jewelry, bracelet, necklace, ring, but tachshit in modern Hebrew. But the halachic meaning of tachshit is much more than that. Tachshit is something which a person wears on his person or her person. And it can serve a function, many functions. It can serve a decorative function, or it can serve a different kind of a function. It's going to be mutter, even if it's not a decorative function, as we shall see a number of examples we'll come up with. But the word tachshit is a very broad term. We should be careful with that, because we always define tachshit based on our own colloquial understanding. That's a very narrow definition. We'll come to the details as we go. Okay? So the Gemara wants to know like this, and Nuches and Rav wants to know, Zuk Shemitzavoro, Amai Lo, Zilvo Mistik, Miosel Asuye. There are many kinds of tachshitim which the Chazal prohibits. This whole paragraph of Aisha is about that. Various reasons why the Chazal said, although something is equal within Mutter, still you can't carry it. And the Mishnah Berurah has a... Page Ayin Ches, Siv Zayin. He says that the something which is malvish on tachshit is mutter min haTorah. Except there are a number of reasons, a number of things which are Chazal prohibit with the Rabbanah. I mean, the Daraisa is not a problem. But the Rabbanah, they said you can't wear it because you can't put it on there for various reasons. The Lashkar of Vajvich, where Shabbos Kerak Yud Ches Sifir Aleph. Kol Dada She'enu Bad Yadar Malvish. Ach Yeshu L'Guf Ha'adam Tzorech Bo. It's very important to yourself. The person needs it, the Guf Ha'adam needs it. Nikra B'fi Chaza B'Shem Tachshit. Doesn't matter if it's visible or not visible. If you build a tach, oh, I wear a fancy ring or your watch, diamonds, have you seen? No. No. Three really fun examples of tachshit. So if you have a shulchanar, if you have a regular shulchanar, you can start off there, you can start giving a man mechemis, the shemir shabbat, what's considered a tachshit? So look at the siman shina. Aleph says, chav beis, chav dalet, chav hei, nun aleph. All those things are cases of examples of tachshit. So you look, see what the tachshit are. Nothing. Okay? Imagine that. Whatever it is. So what's an example of a tachshit? Sivcha Beis talks about medicinal things. A person has a kind of a something which is healing, a bandage. How can you go on Shabbos with a bandage? Right? Isn't it a serious child? No.
It's considered a tasha. What is Nisr Rabbanan has remained to be seen. Whether they're afraid to take it off, etc. But that's an example that's called a tasha. It's not very beautiful, but the word tasha does not mean beautiful. It means something which is useful to the body. That's chav beis. What's chav dalet? Again, refuah. It's some kind of herbs used to wear to put on for refuah. That's chav beis. What's chav hay? This is an common tradition in Shabbos. What's chav hay? Kamea. Whoa. Amulet. Like a kadui stuff. If you understand education system. These amulets are considered somehow protective of your well-being. That's also considered to be in the category of the permissible dika or din. Okay? Then nun aleph. What's nun aleph? Again, it's again a medicinal. So yes. It gives either the other things that are good for your body. Your body needs them. Your body needs them. Right? So that's all these things. For example, the Gemara has in Samach Vav, as far as someone who's an amputee, and has to wear a prosthesis, a false leg, so we consider that to be takshit, the Gemara says. Huh? Rashi says takshit, once again. And some suggest that tefillin might be considered the category of takshit. It protects you, some people say. The kids are there, there is what we call takshitim, even though they're not decorative at all. The word takshit is much more gracious and condescending than what we call a tasha, what we call a jewelry. Okay? Whatever's called a tasha is mutl talmud, mikir adin. So the Chazal makes zeres for various reasons. That's the Mishnah Berurah I started telling you to be alacha, in Siman Shin Aleph Siv Zayin. He starts rattling off some of the reasons that Chazal makes zeres, not to carry. One of the reasons, number one, he said, as you mentioned just a minute ago, we're afraid it's going to fall off, it's going to carry our bounds from Mishnah Sarah. But he'll take it off and carry our bounds from Mishnah Sarah. Alright? I'm sorry? To show someone or it's going to fall off, to the left you're going to take it off. Some of Maris Ayin, some of your friends, it's called the Tvila, you can go to the Mikra, and you can take it off, you can carry it. There are all kinds of different things which are found over here. Now, he does point out, whatever's worn upon you just to protect your garments from getting wet or dirty, it's not considered to be a taksha or a garment. That's going to be us. Awesome. That's the famous Mahalakas, for example, about the plastic hats on top of the regular hat. With Shabbos felt hat, and it's going to rain, you put on plastic cover. So Moshe, that's awesome. It's meant to protect the hat, not the head. Others disagree. Just to give an example. Okay? Now, even a taksha, you can't carry it in your hand. You can't wear it in your hands. No matter how much it's a medical need, you put it in your hand. You can't do that. A tasha is only mutter if it's worn on you somehow. You're not wearing it in your hand. That's all. This is all introduction to the beer alone. Okay. Yeah.
The various reasons for when touching
another
all
the way down
to
the breaking carriage is out. Basically.
Well, that's reason.
That's fine. Okay. So that's the introduction. You have the heter of tasha and the heter of malbush. And within the heter of tashim, the Darminat Torah, there are certain rabbinical prohibitions that say you can't do this, this, and this, but you're afraid you're going to carry them discreet on Shabbos. A malbush is a garment. A garment. I think I'm wearing it to protect my body, not to protect my clothes.
They got this?
Yeah. That was the tashim.
And now,
oh, hold on. So, they really, before I go any further about the tashim, it's not about the actual jewelry that women classically wear. So the question is why the Gemara has already ended up Dalal on the base. Before we get back to the Zuga in a minute, but I just wanted to do the introduction first. On Afsanah Dalal on the base, the Gemara has all these prohibitions concerning wearing jewelry on Shabbos. And the fear is, basically in a nutshell, someone's going to take it off and show somebody and carry it, and we already serve also. So, the problem is, the Gemara says Usr, and the meaning of the women at the time of Tosis was that it's mutter. So Tosis, the last Tosis, I was down on the base for many reasons. Why my daughter kept that as manazen? Tosis says, that's the last line. The last line, mutter she showed the Chayim Zidis. That's the last line of Tosis, time of down on the base. Think of other answers. They only wear it on Shabbos, or we don't have any Mishnah around the rice. The last one tells us, Buddha Shu Shogas Loya Mazimas. They won't listen to us. Second one is that nowadays they don't take off their jewelry to show it to their friends. The third reason is we no longer have Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, and therefore our Rosh Hashanah is treated as a timeless. And because we don't have Shishim Ribo, it's the famous Shishim Ribo Tosis. And therefore, in the old days, when they had Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, the prohibition existed even in the Karmelis, maybe even in the Chatzar, Shane of Rebis. But as Mana said, we no longer have any Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, the Xeva doesn't apply. All these reasons make their way into the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is also very troubled about this. The women were wearing so many things which on Shabbos, but they're pointing to the Shulchan Aruch, quoted Allah, and that's what they're wearing. What's going on? This could be found in Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. No, we're going to take out a regular Shulchan Aruch. Do you have one?
That something
which is normal, which is regular. They want to make something chumas on it to detach it before Shabbos. Then it is not derivative, which is little that, they prohibit it in the case where it's sewn on, up to the case where it's not sewn on. Now we're talking about the Mordechai. It's in the Shindun. Based on the stuff. Page Ayin Dalet. Nishra ben Meir, Shuma ben Rami Rupper. In Mutu the Tvoa, Barza, the Shaman, a Matkes, the Rosh Chag, the Rosh Chag, the Noi, the Derek, the Osu, the Chag Gurim, וכשיקבו יום בו צורת מפתח, ולהוליך לו משאבת לכתוב בו מלילה בו. Oh, I'll have a decorative piece. And we'll also tell them the key. So I can get the hats. The Heishe, the Bada, I also. Ah, but I'm going to pray for Aisha. I'll be able to look at the Zusa, I'll be able to look at the Zusa, the Lekka, the Mekka, the Nafra, the Amanat, Kimo, the Zusa. It's the same idea, because I'm afraid it's going to come off. Why? Because it's holding a campaign, that's what's going on. So then, Kzer Gavan, even though you sort of made this key, but somehow it's part of your garment, or tie it onto the garment, what's Lashon and Mordechai and Tana? The Boa Bar, the Sham, the Matthew, the Rosh, the Rosh, the Noi, who should give you the Yahoo, but Torah's not there. Not only is there a problem, but what? Of Zera, says the Mordechai now, but feeling massive, equal the name of the Havan. Maybe the Venice is the rice of Nasu. The time you got enough there. Then you also say, the status of the Nami Eagle Man, I feel like I got me to feel status. The man name alone, the Mashtay, I'm going to Gabi Kagor. Who says that the ski is in the secondary to the belt? Dilma Kagor, but the Gabi Mashtay. It's all the more I speak, which is my run. I think it's not official, I didn't say anywhere, but it ended. I'm assuming it's all the more. If you wear a talus which is not properly they carry extra strings for nothing. We have no source of this head. In the smaller thing on the side it says, my real cause I know that I'm going to pay our people to show bars up. If you have any parents not with them, even if not so pretty, just make it plain method. Out of the shop, kesef, silver, near that little Maharambo. Fine shop. Check. But apparently, you would consider the category of attachment. Being free.
Key is silver.
Now. Fine, this one says. What about Titus? Isn't there a Kabbalah Mariah? Let's just say, when it comes to tzitzis, Rashi says, talking about tzitzis. And tzitzis is very expensive. That's why it's on support, you plan to fix it. That's why it's considered to be a category of muscle. That's a famous term that it seems to the Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brewer wrote, that you wear small house of the Chayyim, the Shemot, the Shabbos. It's never back, it's not true. Not in the Chayyim, you plan to fix it. Meanwhile, it's in the same state of disrepair. The springs are sort of extra and infinite fire. But if something should never get fixed and remain away forever, then in fact it would be water. That's it. It seems to make sure that the tube of the bottom of the high state of Mishnah Brewer. Let's now get the facts straight. It's very tricky. What are the cases? What's the key over here? See, in the first line, submission, what's the case? If you look at the Bohar Ba'ash of the Shaman, you might have the Rosh Kadu Rosa. The Rosh Kadu Rosa. Alright. What do you mean exactly the Rosh Kadu Rosa? What do the words mean? Head of the belt.
So this is what is an integral part of that?
Big for decorative purposes, something outside, we're not going.
the belt comes, they only find it's only something which is decorative, which is somehow attached to the belt. But if it serves as the buckle proper, then for the task of front sign, everyone agreed that it would be Buddha. And it makes sense. Because what we see here is that so Kesa is more of a tzadah. If it's something functional, the heaven has been functional, who can say something rest? Anything, irrelevant. The fact that you get silver is more of a heather than rest indicates that the nature of the heather here is a heather which is more comparable to none. But when it's using, it's serving as the tongue of the buckle itself. Who can it make the silver, not make the silver?
That it's not really a functional belt, as opposed to that it's captured that's...
I'm going to take the shit on that.